I'm out in China, and I find that the grandfather of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, his name was Warren Delano, was the opium king of China. The fortune that Franklin Delano Roosevelt lived off of, custom-made suits, nice houses, sailboats, vacations, summer homes, he didn't make that money. He inherited from Grandpa Warren Delano, the opium king of China. Cabot House at Harvard, opium. Skull and Bones at Yale, opium. The Low Library at Columbia, opium money. The if you go on the Princeton website, at least they're honest, they will admit that their first biggest benefactor, John Green, was an opium dealer with Warren Delano. So the book is full of surprises. I'll let you judge. It didn't change my view about America so much. What it did is change my view about American historians.